following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Let's start this hour talking about the governor's race. It obviously has been sleepy-ish. Oh, there's been a few barbs here and there, back and forth. But overall, things have been relatively quiet, as you would expect this time of year, with neither candidate facing a serious primary challenge. Governor Scott Walker, of course, is not facing a primary challenge at all. And quite frankly, Brett Halsey's been rather a disappointment, at least to me personally. He hasn't been nearly the pain in the butt, the fly in the ointment, the monkey in the wrench. I love that line from Die Hard. I just do. It's one of the great lines, movie lines. That's right, Hans. Just a monkey in the wrench, fly in the ointment, pain in the butt. Yeah, he really hasn't been. I was really hoping that he would be far more annoying to Mary Burke and Mike Tate and all of that, and they would respond to him, and And that party's over on August 12th when she gets the nomination. So it's definitely been a disappointment for a conservative who thought he would just be... I would take entertainment value out of them just being annoyed by him. But other than that, it's been relatively quiet. Each side's released an ad or the other side. Oh, that's not true. Okay. Yesterday, the Walker campaign started running a new TV ad. I knew it was coming. I saw it during one of the evening news, actually the 10 p.m. newscast here in Green Bay. This ad is brilliant on so many levels. I don't know where to begin. As you know, Mary Burke is trying to run as the compassionate liberal who can relate to people, where even some on her own side have called her Mitt Romney in a dress, that she has a Mitt Romney problem. She's a rich person, out of touch. Of course, she has banked a lot of her campaign, and I mean that figuratively, not literally in dollars. She has banked a lot of her campaign on her family business, Trek Bicycle, and that she increased sales from 57 cents to $8,234,000 in 10 minutes. Okay, that's not what she says, but it's pretty darn close. I forget, Jason, what is it, $50 million in 3 years? Something like from $2 million to 50-some million. From $3 million to $52 million. Actually, the number changed, but I think you're right. That is one of the reported numbers. In 3 years. Do you know how insane that is? Now, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported a while back that Trek Bicycle outsourced some jobs to China. The Walker campaign is running an ad on that. It shows what I think is supposed to be a grandmother telling a bedtime story to children, and there's a storybook about Mary, quite contrary. Let's pick it up there.
Mary, quite contrary. How does your fortune grow? By making millions of dollars, sending jobs overseas that could have been done in Wisconsin to countries where women and children might work up to 12 hours a day, earning only $2 an hour.
Only $2 an hour? Interesting.
To be continued.
You mean there's more?
Yes, so much more.
Okay, I love that ad for any number of reasons. But what, this is very important. What doesn't the ad say? It doesn't say something that the Burke campaign is basically alleging it does. It doesn't say Trek pays $2 an hour. It doesn't say that. It says two countries where women and children work 12 hours a day for an average of less than $2 an hour. In fact, what they're referring to there is a study last year by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics that found in 2009, which is not a fresh number, admittedly, the average wage for all manufacturing workers in China was $1.74 an hour. But this is a big issue. Why? Because Burke, after first waffling around, is now four square for the 10-10 minimum wage. $10.10 an hour here in Wisconsin. Trek, Burke, and her campaign, well, Burke via her campaign spokesperson, all went nuts. This is from Jason Stein in the Journal Sentinel. Trek spokeswoman Marina Marich said the company is dismayed by the Walker campaign's decision to attack it. Well, here's the problem with that. She's hanging her hat on the family company. That does make it fair game. Sorry. You could otherwise make the case that it's poor form for the governor to attack a major Wisconsin company. But Trek did do this, and Mary Burke, all she's really got for a record, and she's used it extensively, is Trek. Now, Burke campaign spokesman Joe Zepecki said the implication, and this is very interesting as well. Burke campaign spokesman Joe Zepecki said the implication about the wages paid by Trek to its workers in China was not true. It's an outrageous 110% false suggestion without a single shred of evidence to support the charge, Zepecki said. Well, what charge really is he referring to? The Walker campaign doesn't say they pay $2 an hour. What they said is, what the ad says is, they outsourced work to a country where, with the last known statistics, the average salary was less than $2 an hour. That's not false. What Zepecki seems to be saying is the suggestion that Trek Bicycle is paying $2 an hour is false. It's outrageous. 110% false suggestion without a single shred of evidence to support the charge, Zepecki said. Then something doesn't happen. Either Jason Stein didn't ask the question or Zepecki didn't offer it, but there's something missing here. What's missing? Zepecki immediately jumps to this fact. Trek employs nearly 1,000 people in Wisconsin and has seen its payroll in the state double over the past two decades to more than $50 million a year. So now their payroll in Wisconsin has doubled to more than $50 million a year. Why does he mention that? Why doesn't he mention, well, what's the easiest way to make this go away? What do you pay? What do you pay in China? He said, okay, it's false to suggest that Trek pays its employees in China $2 an hour. What is the number? Is it anything other than $10.10 an hour? Now, of course, the counter argument would be maybe $2 an hour is $10 an hour in the Chinese economy. And I don't know. I'm suspecting that $4 or $5 would actually be pretty good scratch an hour in China. And that might be what they're making. But obviously, Zepecki is worried about the optics of whatever that number is in China. And whatever it might mean to an individual in China, by our standards, it's going to look paltry. So he doesn't want to mention it. It's outrageous to suggest that. I didn't really suggest anything other than that a candidate who wants the minimum wage here to be $10.10 an hour, her family company has outsourced jobs to a country where hourly they pay a lot less. And even if they could make the argument that in the Chinese economy, that $2, $3, $4, $5, whatever it is worth more in buying power to money here, it's exactly right. An emailer just hit the nail right on the head. But whatever, however it compares here, they're still paying less than $10.10. It might be more in buying power to a Chinese person than it would, you know, someone in the Chinese economy than here. But it's less per hour, per employee that Trek has to pay. An emailer said, have Zepecki prove. Tell Zepecki to prove that Trek is paying the people build the bikes in China $10.10 or more. What is it? Why didn't Jason Stein ask that? And I'm assuming he didn't. By the way, her another defense she's making is that she left Trek in 2004 before the outsourcing examples the Journal Sentinel has written about, and that she was not involved in those decisions by the company. Oh, now she's washing her hands of Trek Bicycle when she was immersing herself in the family business. Ah. However, she served on Trek's board until February 05 and still owns stock in the private company, which was started by her father, Richard Burke. And then there's this, and I think this is good too. Also on Wednesday, State GOP Executive Director Joe Fadness made his own attack on Burke for Trek's outsourcing, saying that in general, manufacturing in China had polluted the country's natural resources far more than the environmental wacko lefties in this country bemoan. Remember the contaminated soil producing contaminated crops, which produces contaminated food that we heard about in China? Fadness questioned whether that contradicted Burke's past statements in support of the environment. Of course it does. Here's why she's freaking out on this. She's vulnerable. She's vulnerable. And if it's 110% false and it's outrageous, then what is the number, Joe? How much is Trek Bicycle paying its employees in China? How much? Don't just say it's outrageous. Look, if it's out, that's the most obvious, transparently false crapola. When you say something is outrageous, but then you don't say what it is. If someone makes an allegation about me and I say, well, that's outrageous, and that's all I say without saying, no, here's the reality. What's the reality? And by the way, that should be the next spot. And I wouldn't do it in the cutesy way that this one was. I would ask, what is the number? I would have a big 10-10. I'd have Scott Walker appear in it. And I would say, okay, here's 10-10. Is your Chinese wages above it or below it? And there's another brilliance to this ad. I'll tell you what that is in 5 minutes. It's 9:20.
Jerry Bader Show.